Welcome to season 4 of the Faith-Filled Entrepreneur Podcast. How are we already on season 4? My name is Jen Kleiber, owner of the educational consulting company and creator of the Faith-Filled Entrepreneur community, and your host as we journey through this business building life together. I just want to give a huge thanks to our listeners. Y'all, we ask that you would continue to share and download these episodes with your faith-filled entrepreneur friends. We need faith leading business more than ever right now. Y'all, if you haven't noticed, we are in a spiritual battle for our children, our marriages, and our businesses. Where we are leaders, we have to be ready for this battle, acting in faith and obedience, seeking God in all things, getting into the Word, and putting on the armor of God daily are ways that we operate in a place of victory in this ongoing battle. As you know, the more impact we have, the more successful our businesses become, the more solid our families become, the more the enemy prowls. But we're okay because we know how to fight back. This is a big part of why I created the Faith-Filled Entrepreneur in the first place. I knew that the worry and doubt and fear and confusion that sometimes set in my own life, especially during the pandemic, was the enemy's way to distract me from the purpose that God had already designed for me and my business. And I knew that other faith-filled business owners had to be feeling and battling with the same things. So here we are. I wanted to take this welcome episode to be just maybe a little more transparent than perhaps I've been in the past. In recent months, God has really shown me, and probably if I'm being honest, convicted me that I am limiting Him because I'm limiting myself. Now, I didn't see this in myself, although my husband did. And I really thought if you would have asked me that I had a pretty healthy mindset. But God, as He does in His infinite wisdom, kept patiently putting this message in front of me through loved ones, podcasts, books that were recommended to me, sermons, you name it. The prompting to really take inventory of this seemed to be coming from everywhere. So I decided to quit ignoring it, and I actually started doing the work. And y'all, holy cow, I was blown away by the amount of work that I actually needed to do. But once I was able to start recognizing the lies that the enemy had planted in my mind, I could do the work of combating those lies with truth. And I can't even begin to tell you how freeing this is. Now, I've talked a little bit about this in the past, but I wanted to reiterate just a few things. And so I'm going to be vulnerable here, and I'm going to tell you a few of the lies that I am actively working to take down. Okay, so the first lie, life is not good, so don't expect good things to happen. That way you're not disappointed when negative things happen. So here's the truth that combats that. God loves us and works for the good of those called according to His purpose. And of course, this is in Romans 8:28. Now, this doesn't mean that my plans are going to work out exactly the way that I think they should. Thank goodness, right? But it means whatever His purpose is will be served and it will be good. Okay, lie number two. I'm not good enough or different enough to stand out in the marketplace. Here's the truth. Now, all glory to God, who is able through His mighty power at work within us to accomplish infinitely more than we might ask or think. And that is found in Ephesians 3:20. So I'm not good enough. That is a fact. But God, for His glory, is doing infinitely more than I could even ask or think. So what that means is that my thoughts and my skills are not the limit at all. Okay, lie number three, making money is for other people. I will always just get by. Here's the truth. God will meet all your needs according to the riches of His glory in Christ Jesus. And that is in Philippians 4:19. And y'all, there's a lot of other verses that go against that lie. Now, there's a little more depth to some of these lies and even some of the truths, more context that goes with the truth. Our own lived experiences, the narratives that we have been told, that have been told to us, the experiences that we have had that shape the way that we look at the world, the way that we look at ourselves, like all of this puts on layers and layers and layers that sometimes we can't just take a Bible verse and smack it to it and expect it to go away. But when we dive into the word, to the context of what the word says, and we ask the Holy Spirit to use the word like the double-edged sword that it is to teach us and guide us, He will do it, and He's doing it in me. And when we seek that out, when we seek the Lord and we seek truth, we find Him. We find Him, and He is there. And that has been such a freeing thing for me. Last week, I had the privilege of attending a live event in Destin as part of Jennifer Allwood's mastermind that I am a part of. And for all my business-owning ladies out there, I highly recommend following her. She is a wealth of knowledge in business, and she also will pray over you and pray blessings over you and speak truth to you. So I highly recommend following her. But while I was there, I was empowered and reminded of these truths from some of the other incredible ladies that are in the mastermind and from Jen and her team. And then, as I was saying, God aligns the details, right? I get back home, we go to church on Sunday, and my church, I kid you not, y'all, is starting a new series called Get Out of Your Head. Do you think God's trying to tell me something? Yes. I was like, okay, God, I'm listening. I get it. But while I was at church on Sunday, I was reminded of Joshua and the Israelites. And of course, the funny thing is, I've been writing a daily Bible study for the membership that's about to launch for us, for Faith-Filled Entrepreneur. And so I've been camped out on Joshua. But it's so funny how sometimes we have to see or hear things from a different perspective for it really to click, right? So on Sunday, I was reminded of in Numbers when we know, you know the story, 10 out of the 12 spies came back from the land that God had already promised the Israelites and told them that the people they saw in the land that they were supposed to conquer were huge and that the spies felt like grasshoppers. Here was a big piece. They were sure that the Canaanites would see them as grasshoppers as well. Now, here's the funny thing. My pastor said, what were these guys' jobs? Weren't they spies? Did they go talk to them? Did they go ask them how they viewed them? No, they just saw them and they made this assumption. And then they went back to the camp and they spread all of this negative news. And because of the Israelites' lack of faith, they didn't get to go into the promised land until 40 years later, when that generation of people, that generation of the Israelites had died off. This is the part that I literally felt like a spotlight shone on my head on Sunday, and God was like, hey, Jen, this one is for you. So when Joshua, 40 years later, when he sends spies to go into Jericho, the spies find a woman, a prostitute named Rahab, and bless her heart, she takes the spies in and she hides them. But before the spies go to bed, she tells them this. This is in Joshua 2, 8 through 11. She says, I know the Lord has given you this land. We are all afraid of you. Everyone in the land is living in terror, for we have heard how the Lord made a dry path for you through the Red Sea when you left Egypt. And we know what you did to Sihon and Og, the Amorite kings east of the Jordan River, whose people you completely destroyed. No wonder our hearts have melted in fear. No one has the courage to fight after hearing of such things. For the Lord your God is the supreme God of the heavens above and the earth below. Y'all, this is earth-shattering. Okay, God parted the Red Sea 40 years before. So the people were terrified the whole time, right? Y'all, who are your apparent giants? Who are you worried about what they will think about you or what they will say about you? Did the Lord give you your business? Did He give you the skills you need and the passion and desire in your heart? Has He given you ideas to move forward on? Has He put people in your path that have guided you or been just the connection you needed at the moment? We have to remember that the enemy trembles at the name of Jesus, but Jesus does not tremble at the name of Satan. He battled Satan when he was on earth with scripture. He defeated death on the cross, and now he's sitting at the right hand of God, and he is interceding for us. What God has planned will come to pass. You are here, you're listening to this podcast because you have or you want a business that has kingdom impact, even if, and maybe even especially if, it's in the secular marketplace. So what needs to happen? Surrender your business to God. Trust in God's goodness and His plan. Delight yourself in the Lord. Commit everything you do to the Lord, and then be still and wait for Him to act. That's out of Psalm 37. You are chosen both for eternity and for the work that God has planned for you here on this earth. So you need to go forward in confidence because God goes before you and He stands behind you. Okay, y'all, this season of podcasts, we are going to be a little more targeted in the value that we're bringing. Faith is going to be woven into everything that we talk about, but we will be focused a little more on business strategy. We have some really incredible guests lined up. Next week, we're talking about niching down, and we've got an awesome resource for you. But in the meantime, if you'd like a 3-day Bible study that is focused on faith and business, head over to jenkleiber.com/resources, and you can grab that there. And I want to remind everyone that if you are a business owner or you are in the planning phases of being a business owner, jump into our Facebook group, The Faith-Filled Entrepreneur, or follow us on Instagram at jen_kleiber to get business strategies, verses for guidance and encouragement, and to have a community that celebrates each other and networks with each other and prays for each other. Thank you for being here. Thank you for listening. I'm going to ask you, if you like this, to subscribe, download. Please share it with another faith-filled entrepreneur that you know needs encouragement. And we'll be back with another episode of The Faith-Filled Entrepreneur next week.